Today, we'll be learning the Tzadi Aleph of Masechta Pesachim. The topics we're learning about today include, first, the Mishnah discusses whether we can shecht the Korban Pesach for people who on Erev Pesach are fit to eat from the Korban Pesach, but may become unable to eat the Korban Pesach at night. The next Mishnah discusses whether a Korban Pesach could be registered to a single individual or to a group made up exclusively of women, servants, or children. The Gemara elaborates on the Braisa that has three opinions about whether women can be registered on the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni. The Gemara briefly discusses whether a group can be made up exclusively of Gerim. Just before the Mishnah, the Gemara compares the obligations of men and women in Pesach, Matzah, Umar. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about in today's daf include She'eris Yisrael Le'yasu Avla V'Le'yadar B'chazav. The Pasuk in Tzafanya teaches that we can assume that Jewish people who promise something will keep their word. Shas Heter Bomas. Even though for most of Jewish history, we were only allowed to shecht karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, there were periods of time that we were permitted to shecht on bomas. Kol she'yeshne b'bal teichel chametz, yeshne b'kum ochel matzah. Anybody who has an isser to eat chametz has a chiyuv to eat matzah. This is why women are obligated to eat matzah, even though it is a mitzvah saseh shezman gurama.